Nuclear reactors. U.S. electricity generated by commercial nuclear power. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, or EIA, in 2018, about 4.18 trillion kilowatt hours of electricity were generated at utility-scale electricity generation facilities in the United States. About 63% of this electricity generation was from coal, natural gas, petroleum, and other fossil fuels. Nuclear energy provided 19.3%, and about 17% came from renewable energy sources. EIA estimates that an additional 30 billion kilowatt hours of electricity generation was from small-scale solar systems in 2018. Since the 1970s, the nation's utilities have asked permission to generate more electricity from existing nuclear plants. The NRC regulates how much heat a commercial nuclear reactor may generate. This amount of heat is used with other data in many analyses to demonstrate the safety of the plant. This power level is included in the plant's license and technical specifications. The NRC must review and approve any requested change to a license or technical specification. Increasing a commercial nuclear power plant's maximum power level is called a power uprate. The NRC has approved power uprates that have collectively added the equivalent of 7 new reactors worth of electrical generation to the power grid. According to the EIA in 2018, each of the following states generated more than 40,000 megawatt hours of electricity from nuclear power: Illinois, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, New York, North Carolina, and Texas. Illinois ranked first in the nation in both generating capacity and net electricity generation from nuclear power. Illinois nuclear power plants accounted for 12% of the nation's nuclear power generation. The data cited reflect the total net generation electricity from nuclear sources in each of these states. 30 of the 50 states generated some electricity from nuclear power plants. Power plants convert heat into electricity using steam. At nuclear power plants, the heat to make the steam is created when atoms split apart in a process called fission. When the process is repeated over and over, it is called a chain reaction. The heat from fission creates steam to turn a turbine. As the turbine spins, the generator turns, and its magnetic field produces electricity. Nuclear power plants are very complex. There are many buildings at the site and many different systems. Some of the systems work directly to make electricity. Some of the systems keep the plant operating safely. All nuclear power plants have a containment structure that houses the reactor. To keep reactors performing efficiently, operators remove about one-third to one-half of the fuel every year or two and replace it with fresh fuel. Used fuel is stored and cooled in deep pools of water located on-site or in large, sturdy containers. The process of removing used fuel and adding fresh fuel is known as refueling. The United States has two types of commercial nuclear reactors. Pressurized water reactors are known as PWRs. They keep water under pressure so it heats to high temperatures but does not boil. Water from the reactor and the water that is turned into steam are in separate pipes and systems. In boiling water reactors, or BWRs, the water heated in the reactor actually boils and turns into steam, which then turns a turbine generator, producing electricity. In both types of plants, the steam is cooled and the water is used again in the process. There are several operating companies and vendors and several different types of reactor designs. Of these designs, only PWRs and BWRs are currently in commercial operation in the United States. Although commercial U.S. reactors have many similarities, each one is considered unique. Since the late 1970s, the NRC has maintained its own set of eyes and ears at the nation's nuclear power plants. These on-site NRC staff members are referred to as resident inspectors. Each plant has at least two such inspectors, and their work is at the core of the agency's reactor inspection program. These highly trained and qualified professionals inspect and review activities at the plants and verify adherence to federal safety requirements. Oversight includes inspectors visiting the control room and reviewing operator logbook entries, looking at and assessing areas of the plant, observing test of or repairs to imported systems or components, interacting with plant employees, and checking corrective action documents to ensure that problems have been identified and appropriate fixes put in place. A day in the life of an NRC resident inspector. The NRC resident inspector is a specially trained expert who lives in the community near the plant. Each plant has at least two resident inspectors. Just like everyone who works at or visits the plant, the inspector must pass through security checkpoints. Each morning, the inspector visits the reactor's control room, gets information on the plant status and other issues, and relays this information to NRC offices. The inspector also typically attends the plan of the day meeting with plant officials to ensure what activities are planned. As part of their routine, inspectors complete inspections, observe plant workers, make sure the plant staff is following NRC rules, and report any concerns. Inspectors routinely inspect safety systems, discuss safety issues with plant employees, and submit publicly available reports. Resident inspectors play a very important role for the NRC. They have access to all parts of the plant and are the agency's on-the-ground eyes and ears. You can learn more about resident inspectors at the NRC's YouTube channel. Resident inspectors promptly notify plant operators of any safety significant issues they find so they can be corrected, and those issues are communicated to NRC management. If problems are significant enough, the NRC will consider whether enforcement action is warranted. More information about the NRC's reactor oversight process and the resident inspector program is available online. Post-Fukushima safety enhancements. On March 11, 2011, a powerful earthquake followed by a large tsunami heavily damaged many of the structures and systems at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power facility. Following this accident, the NRC required significant enhancements to U.S. commercial nuclear power plants. On the front lines of this effort were the agency's resident inspectors and regional staff. They inspected and monitored U.S. reactors as the plants worked on these enhancements. The enhancements included adding more capabilities to maintain key plant safety functions following a large-scale natural disaster, updating evaluations on the potential impact from seismic and flooding events, installing new equipment to better handle potential events, and strengthening emergency preparedness capabilities. Combined, these actions help ensure that the nuclear industry and the NRC are prepared for the unexpected. This work will continue to ensure plants have the required resources, plans, and training. Principal licensing, inspection, and enforcement activities. The NRC's commercial reactor licensing and inspection activities include many different areas. The agency reviews license change requests from power reactor licensees and performs numerous inspections at every operating reactor site. The NRC conducts initial reactor operator licensing examinations. It ensures NRC licensed reactor operators maintain current knowledge and skills by requiring operators to pass rigorous requalification exams every 2 years and renew their NRC licenses every 6 years. The NRC reviews applications for proposed new reactors and inspects construction activities to ensure the plant meets all requirements. The agency staff reviews operating experience items each year and distributes lessons learned that could help licensed facilities operate more safely and effectively. If necessary, the NRC issues notices of violation, civil penalties, or orders to operating reactors for significant violations of NRC regulations on public health and safety. The agency also investigates allegations of inadequacy or impropriety associated with NRC-regulated activities. The NRC incorporates independent advice from the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards, which holds both full committee meetings and subcommittee meetings to examine potential safety issues for existing or proposed reactors.
Oversight of U.S. commercial nuclear power reactors. The NRC establishes requirements for the design, construction, operation, and security of U.S. commercial nuclear power plants. The agency ensures that plants operate safely and securely within these requirements by licensing the plants to operate, licensing control room personnel, establishing technical specifications for operating each plant, and inspecting plants daily. Reactor oversight process. The NRC's Reactor Oversight Process, or ROP, verifies that U.S. reactors are operating in accordance with NRC rules, regulations, and license requirements. NRC inspectors conduct thousands of hours of inspection at each nuclear power plant each year. The ROP uses color-coded inspection findings and indicators to measure plant performance. The colors start at green and increase to white, yellow, or red, commensurate with the safety significance of the issues involved. Inspection findings or performance indicators with more than very low safety significance trigger increased NRC oversight. This can range from conducting additional inspections to issuing an order shutting down a reactor. The NRC staff uses the ROP to evaluate NRC inspection findings and performance indicators for each reactor and applies this information to assess the reactor's safety and security performance. Every 3 months through the ROP, the NRC places each reactor in one of five categories, ranging from fully meeting all safety cornerstone objectives to unacceptable performance. NRC inspections start with detailed baseline level activities for every reactor. As the number of risk significant issues at a reactor increases, the NRC's inspections increase. The agency's supplemental inspections and other actions, if needed, ensure licensees promptly address significant performance issues. The latest reactor-specific inspection findings and historical performance information can be found online. The ROP is informed by 50 years of improvements in nuclear industry performance. The process continues to improve approaches to inspecting and evaluating the safety and security performance of NRC-licensed nuclear plants. More ROP information is available online in New Reg 1649 Revision 6, issued in July 2016. Reactor license renewal. The Atomic Energy Act of 1954, as amended, authorizes the NRC to issue 40-year initial licenses for commercial power reactors. The Act also allows the NRC to renew licenses. Under the NRC's current regulations, the agency can renew reactor licenses for 20 years at a time. Congress set the original 40-year term after considering economic and antitrust issues, as opposed to nuclear technology issues. Some parts of a reactor, however, may have been engineered based on an expected 40-year service life. These parts must be maintained and monitored during the additional period of operation, and licensees may choose to replace some components. Nuclear power plant owners typically seek license renewal based on a plant's economic situation and on whether it can continue to meet NRC requirements in the future. The NRC reviews a license renewal application on two tracks, safety and environmental impacts. The safety review regulates the licensee's plans for managing aging plant systems, structures, and components during the renewal period. For the environmental review, the agency uses the Generic Environmental Impact Statement for License Renewal of Nuclear Plants, or New Reg 1437, issued in May 1996, to evaluate impacts common to all nuclear power plants, then prepares a Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement for each individual plant. The supplement examines impacts unique to the plant site. The public has two opportunities to contribute to the environmental review: at the beginning, and when the draft report is published. The NRC considered the environmental impacts of the continued storage of spent nuclear fuel during rulemaking activities and published its final continued storage rule and supporting generic environmental impact statement in 2014. Previously known as Waste Confidence, the rule addresses the environmental impacts of the continued storage of spent nuclear fuel beyond a reactor's licensed operating life before ultimate disposal. The environmental impacts of continued storage of spent nuclear fuel are incorporated into each environmental review for license renewal. Subsequent license renewal. The NRC staff developed guidance and a standard review plan for subsequent license renewals that would allow plants to operate for more than 60 years, or more than the 40 years of the original license plus 20 years of the initial license renewal. The Commission determined the agency's existing regulations are adequate for subsequent license renewals, but the new guidance would help licensees develop aging management programs appropriate for the 60 to 80 year period. The public plays an important role in the license renewal process. Members of the public have several opportunities to contribute to the environmental review. The NRC shares information provided by the applicant and holds public meetings. The agency fully and publicly documents the results of its technical and environmental reviews. In addition, ACRS public meetings often discuss technical or safety issues related to reactor designs or a particular plant or site. Individuals or groups can raise legal arguments against the license renewal application in an Atomic Safety and Licensing Board hearing if they would be affected by the renewal and meet basic requirements for requesting a hearing. The NRC also regulates research and test reactors. Nuclear research and test reactors, also called non-power reactors, are primarily used for research, training, and development to support science and education in nuclear engineering, physics, chemistry, biology, anthropology, medicine, material sciences, and related fields. These reactors do not produce electricity. Most U.S. research and test reactors are at universities or colleges. The largest non-power reactor, which operates at 20 megawatts thermal, is approximately 80 times smaller than the smallest U.S. commercial nuclear power reactor, which operates at 1677 megawatts thermal. The NRC regulates a wide variety of non-power reactors located across the country. The NRC does not regulate the Department of Energy's research reactors. NRC inspectors visit each research and test reactor facility about once a year to conduct varying levels of oversight. Those licensed to operate at 2 megawatts thermal or more receive a full NRC inspection every year, while those licensed to operate at less than 2 megawatts thermal receive a full inspection every 2 years. The NRC's research and test reactor licensing and inspection activities include licensing new and current operating sites, including license renewals and license amendments, overseeing decommissioning, licensing operators, overseeing operator relicensing programs, conducting inspections each year based on inspection frequency and procedures for operating non-power reactors or research and test reactors, and overseeing facility security and emergency preparedness programs.
New commercial nuclear power reactor licensing. Until the early 90s, the NRC's review process for new power reactor license applications involved approval of a construction permit and then another major step for approval of the operating license. The current process allows for a decision on a combined operating license before construction begins and detailed inspections during the construction of the plant. The combined operating license process includes public meetings, hearings, a thorough environmental review resulting in an environmental impact statement, and a safety review leading to the final safety evaluation report. In 2012, the NRC issued the first combined operating license, or COL, under the new licensing process. The NRC continues to review applications submitted by prospective licensees and, when appropriate, issues standard design certifications, early site permits, limited work authorizations, construction permits, operating licenses, and combined licenses for facilities in a variety of projected locations throughout the United States. The NRC has implemented the Commission's policies on new reactor safety through rules, guidance, staff reviews, and inspection. The NRC's ongoing design certification, combined license, and early site permit reviews are incorporating lessons learned from the Fukushima accident and current operating experience. The environmental impacts of continued storage of spent nuclear fuel are incorporated into each environmental review for new reactors. The NRC considered these impacts in a rulemaking and published its final continued storage rule and supporting generic environmental impact statement in September 2014. Combined license applications, construction, and operating. By issuing a combined license, the NRC authorizes the licensee to construct and, with specified conditions, operate a nuclear power plant at a specific site in accordance with established laws and regulations. If the commission finds that the acceptance criteria are met, a combined license is valid for 40 years. A combined license can be renewed for an additional 20-year term. The current review schedule for active license applications is available on the NRC's website. Even before the NRC receives an application, the agency holds a public meeting to talk to the community near the proposed reactor location. The agency explains the review process and outlines how the public may participate. After the application is submitted, the NRC asks the public to comment on which factors the agency should consider in its environmental review under the National Environmental Policy Act. The NRC later posts a draft environmental evaluation on the agency's website and asks for public input. There is no formal opportunity for public comment on the staff safety evaluation, but members of the public are welcome to attend public meetings and provide comments or information. Individuals or groups can raise legal arguments against a new reactor application in an Atomic Safety and Licensing Board hearing if they would be affected by the new reactor and meet the requirements for requesting a hearing. Early site permits. An early site permit review examines whether a parcel of land is suitable for a nuclear power plant. The review covers site safety, environmental protection, and emergency preparedness. The Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards reviews safety-related portions of an early site permit application. As with combined license reviews, the public participates in the environmental portion of the NRC's early site permit review, and the public can challenge an application in a hearing. Design certifications. The NRC issues certifications for reactor designs that meet the requirements for ensuring safe operation. Utilities can cite a certified design when applying for a nuclear power plant combined license. The certification is valid for 15 years from the date issued and can be renewed for an additional 15 years. The new reactor designs under review incorporate new elements such as passive safety systems and simplified system designs. The six certified designs are GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy's Advanced Boiling Water Reactor, or ABWR, Westinghouse Electric Company's System 80+, Westinghouse Electric Company's AP600, Westinghouse Electric Company's AP1000, GE Hitachi's Economic Simplified Boiling Water Reactor, or ESBWR, and Korean Electric Power Corporation's APR 1400, or Advanced Power Reactor. Design certification renewals. The NRC is also reviewing an application to renew the ABWR design certification. Advanced reactor designs. Several companies are considering advanced reactor designs and technologies and are conducting pre-application activities with the NRC. These technologies are cooled by liquid metals, molten salt mixtures, or inert gases. Advanced reactors can also consider fuel materials and designs that differ radically from today's enriched uranium dioxide pellets with zirconium cladding. While developing the regulatory framework for advanced reactor licensing, the NRC is examining not only the technical and safety aspects of the designs, but policy issues in areas such as security and emergency preparedness. Small modular reactors. Small modular reactors, or SMRs, use water to cool the reactor core like today's large light water reactors. SMR designs also use the same enriched uranium fuel as today's reactors. However, SMR designs are considerably smaller. New reactor construction inspections. NRC inspectors based in the agency's Region 2 office in Atlanta monitor reactor construction activities. These experts ensure licensees carry out construction according to NRC license specifications and related regulations. The NRC staff examines the licensee's operational programs in areas such as security, radiation protection, and operator training and qualification. Inspections at a construction site verify that a licensee has completed required inspections, tests, and analyses and has met associated acceptance criteria. The NRC's on-site resident construction inspectors oversee day-to-day licensee and contractor activities. In addition, specialists from NRC Region 2's Center for Construction Inspection frequently visit the site to ensure the facilities are being constructed according to the approved design. The NRC's construction reactor oversight process assesses all of these activities. Before the agency will allow a new reactor to start up, NRC inspectors must confirm that the licensee has met all of the acceptance criteria in its combined license. The agency also inspects domestic and overseas factories and other vendor facilities. This ensures new U.S. reactors receive high-quality products and services that meet the NRC's regulatory requirements. Go online for more information on new reactor licensing activities.
New commercial non-power production and utilization facility licensing. Doctors around the world rely on a steady stream of molybdenum-99, or moly-99, to produce technetium-99m in hospitals, which is used in radiopharmaceuticals in approximately 50,000 medical diagnostic procedures daily in the United States. The NRC supports the national policy objective of establishing a reliable, domestically available supply of this medical radioisotope by reviewing license applications for moly-99 production facilities. Since 2013, the NRC staff has received two construction permit applications for non-power production and utilization facilities from Shine Medical Technologies and Northwest Medical Isotopes. The proposed facilities would irradiate low-enriched uranium targets in utilization facilities, such as Shine's accelerator-driven subcritical operating assemblies, then separate the moly-99 from other fission products in hot cells contained within a production facility. The NRC approved the construction permits for Shine in February 2016 and for Northwest Medical Isotopes in 2018. The NRC staff conducts safety and environmental reviews on these construction permit applications, which are also the subject of both a mandatory hearing and an independent review by the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards. If the NRC issues a construction permit, each facility must also submit an application for and be granted an operating license. The NRC anticipates receiving additional construction permit applications, operating license applications, materials license applications, and license amendment requests in the coming years from other potential moly-99 producers. Ahead of issuance of any permit or license, the NRC continues to develop necessary infrastructure programs for these facilities, including inspection procedures for construction and operation. The agency provides updates on the status of these licensing reviews through NRC-hosted public meetings, commission meetings, and interagency interactions. Nuclear Regulatory Research. The NRC's Office of Nuclear Regulatory Research supports the agency's mission by providing technical advice, tools, methods, data, and information. This research can identify, explore, and resolve safety issues, as well as provide information supporting licensing decisions and new regulations and guidance. NRC's research includes independently confirming other parties' work through experiments and analyses, developing technical support for agency safety decisions, and preparing for the future by evaluating the safety implications of new technologies and designs for nuclear reactors, materials, waste, and security. The research program focuses on the challenges of an evolving industry, as well as on retaining technical skills when experienced staff members retire. The NRC's research covers the light water reactor technology developed in the 1960s and 70s, today's advanced light water reactor designs and fuel cycle facilities, with longer-term research plans on more exotic reactor concepts, such as those cooled by high-temperature gases or molten salts. The NRC's research programs examine a broad range of subjects, including material performance, such as environmentally assisted degradation and cracking of metallic alloys, aging management of reactor components and materials, boric acid corrosion, radiation effects on concrete, alkali silica reaction in concretes, and embrittlement of reactor pressure vessel steels. Research also looks at events disrupting heat transfer from a reactor core, criticality safety, severe reactor accidents, and how radioactive material moves through the environment and how that material could affect human health, and sometimes using NRC-developed computer codes for realistic simulations. Other programs focus on computer codes used to analyze fire conditions in nuclear facilities, codes to examine how reactor fuels perform, and to assess nuclear power plant risk. Research is underway on new and evolving technologies, such as additive manufacturing and accident-tolerant fuel, earthquake and flood hazards, as well as experience gained from operating reactors. Another program looks at digital instrumentation and controls, such as analyzing digital system components, security aspects of digital systems, and probabilistic assessment of digital system performance. The Office of Research is studying enhanced risk assessment methods, tools, and models to support the increased use of probabilistic risk assessment in regulatory applications. Ultrasonic testing and other non-destructive means of inspecting reactor components and dry cask storage systems, and developing and accessing ultrasonic testing simulation tools to optimize examination procedure variables are also the subject of research, as is the human side of reactor operations, including safety culture and computerization and automation of control rooms. The Office of Research also plans, develops, and manages research on fire safety and risk, including modeling, and evaluates potential security vulnerabilities and possible solutions. NRC Research Funding. The NRC's research program involves about 5% of the agency's staff and uses about 7% of its contracting funds. The NRC's budget includes contracts with national laboratories, universities, research organizations, and other federal agencies such as the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the U.S. Geological Survey. NRC research funds support access to a broader group of experts and international research facilities. The majority of the NRC's research budget supports maintaining operating reactor safety and security. The remaining budget supports regulatory activities for new and advanced reactors, industrial and medical use of nuclear materials, and nuclear fuel cycle and radioactive waste programs. The NRC cooperates with universities and nonprofit organizations on research for the agency's specific interests. The NRC's international cooperation in research areas leverages agency resources, facilitates work on advancing existing technologies, and determines any safety implications of new technologies. The NRC's leadership role in international organizations such as the IAEA and the Nuclear Energy Agency helps guide the agency's collaborations. The NRC maintains international cooperative research agreements with more than 24 foreign governments. This work covers technical areas from severe accident research and computer code development to materials degradation, non-destructive examination, fire risk, and human factors research. Cooperation under these agreements is more efficient than conducting research independently.